Governor Walker has said that in coming days, he'll introduce his economic development agenda for his second term. It was during a similar unveiling more than 4 years ago that he made his famous pledge to help the state create 250,000 private sector jobs. Walker said his new agenda would focus on his plan and not a jobs goal. And though Walker won't likely come anywhere close to 250,000 jobs this term, the governor says he does not regret making the pledge.
No, I think from my standpoint, it'd be like taking over a football team that was 0-16 and saying your hope was that you'd win four games. That would be a lofty goal. We set a big goal. You know, you take over a team and say we're going to turn around, we're going to get them in the playoffs, we're going to win the Super Bowl eventually. I think people in this state want us to aim high. You know, we aimed to have a Super Bowl performance economy. We think we're heading in the right direction, but we still got more work to do, which is why we're asking for four more years to do it.
From the beginning of Walker's term through July of this year, Wisconsin's private sector had created about 103,000 jobs, leaving the state about 147,000 jobs short, with less than 6 months to go in Walker's first term. Democrat Mary Burke unveiled her economic development plan earlier this year, and while she did not pledge a certain number of jobs, she did say she wanted to help make Wisconsin a top 10 economy. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.